if every action that affects our economy and that we take as a government should help and not hinder? It's important that we help Pennsylvanians move beyond the financial strains we have all felt the last couple of years due to the pandemic and work towards helping our businesses and our families to move forward and come out of any of the depression and economic hurt that they have experienced. And shaking off that negative impact isn't as easy as it sounds. A spending increase of $4.5 billion will not be helpful, nor will it put our Commonwealth in the direction that we need to go. It will only intensify the personal financial pressures on all Pennsylvanians in the form of higher taxes, energy prices, and the overall economic conditions confronting our nation, including inflation and supply chain disruptions. Spending billions right now may sound like a great idea, but that will not be done in a vacuum. We will pay for that eventually. We will have to pay for it in the future. If you look at the chart right over here, it will show you exactly what will happen. Our budget requires discipline that continues to move our Commonwealth toward a path of economic stability and success, not a budget that saddles our families with legacy payments. This budget, as I was this morning preparing comments, I just thought as I'm reading all of this budget and how, you know, it's not really anything that we could possibly live with, our families and our Commonwealth could possibly live with, I thought of Popeye. Senator Cornyn used Fantasy Island. I'm using Wimpy and Popeye. I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. So let's just take a moment for a minute to reflect. This past June, we passed a budget that provided a blueprint for the Commonwealth and was the next step in a reopening strategy to help us transition out of the crisis while keeping our current and future needs in mind. Our goal has not changed, and we have already made great strides toward that. Throughout the budget process, and even now, the caucus has worked with the governor and House on key emergency issues, mandate waivers, flood relief and extensions, state and federal coordination to support the fight against opioids. We have also made key investments in areas hardest hit by the pandemic, such as transportation, school funding, and housing. We held the line on spending and established a path toward financial stability, which not only benefited the people, but was also a welcome relief to our businesses. We also passed 4 tax code changes to assist small businesses. Finally, we passed 4 broadband bills that will impact all Pennsylvanians, rural, suburban, and urban. And let's not forget the work that has been done pre-COVID and over the past decade. And the biggest economic success stories in our Commonwealth have revolved around our use of our tax structure to incentivize and support businesses and jobs here in our state. From the incredible turnaround of Allentown under the leadership of Senator Ground with the NIS, to the seismic impact of the Shell cracker plant in Beaver County under the leadership of Senator Vogel. And last year, really maybe the biggest economic success since the pandemic, the more than $6 billion investment in Northeast Pennsylvania under the leadership of Senators Cornyn and Udichek. And this year, we need to keep on producing these types of results. I would love to see a CRIS program in Erie under the leadership of Senator Laughlin, which should mirror the successes of the Lancaster CRIS. KOZs in Armstrong and Indiana to help the area Senator Pittman so proudly defends, and to work with the governor to reduce the CN, the corporate income tax, to bring more companies to Pennsylvania and take down the not open for business signs. So corporate net income tax reduction, it was so positive to hear that from the governor. It's something that our state needs. We lose businesses every day to Texas and Florida. We should also take a look at the death tax. There will be opposition to this push. The Democrats will say these programs only help corporate profits. We'll go to Allentown and see the impact to those families. Go to Beaver County and see the impact of the union jobs. Go to the Northeast and see the excitement that those jobs and the economic progress that's coming, look at the excitement it's causing up there. We are going to continue with our same goals as last session and work to get our Commonwealth back on its feet. And I just want to address partisanship. You know, all know, you've heard me say many times, I really like the governor. We are friends. We don't agree on much, but we somehow managed to work together. I don't believe that disagreement is partisanship. It's just that we just have different ideas, and we have to work together to make what we can, do the best we can for all of our families that we represent here in our Commonwealth. Thank you.